Iran's deputy foreign minister says the historically tense relations between Tehran and Washington cannot be simply normalized by a phone contact between the presidents of the two countries. Abbas Araghchi was referring to Friday's telephone conversation between Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and U.S. President Barack Obama in New York. The diplomat said that Obama had already asked for a meeting with Rouhani, but that the arrangement of such a meeting was complicated. He added that there's still a long way to go as Tehran cannot fully trust Washington. Araghchi said Iran will not agree to suspend its uranium enrichment in the upcoming negotiations on its nuclear program. He noted that the talks will get more serious if Washington's change of tone translates into a shift in policy towards Iran. Mohammad Marandi, professor with the University of Tehran, is with us now on the line from the Iranian capital. Professor Marandi, welcome to the Top Five. Now, of course, a lot of people over the past few days, hours, have been speaking about this historic first direct contact between the presidents of Iran and the United States after three decades. But are you seeing this as that initial first step that is going to actually help resolve all that's being called mistrust between the two sides?
Well, it is possible, although it seems that in the United States, as we speak, the mood is still that somehow it's the Iranians that must give concessions. Whereas I think President Rouhani has said on numerous occasions already, and so has the Iranian foreign minister, that the nuclear program, Iran's nuclear rights, including enrichment, are not up for grabs. So the Iranians won't accept, for example, caps or to dismantle any part of the nuclear program. There is a possibility, but I think there's a long way to go. And it's quite possible that at the end of the day, in the coming years, the United States simply does not have the political will to accept Iran's rights. But what does happen, I think, at this stage is that Iran has taken the excuse away from the United States. In the past, the United States continuously took a confrontational approach towards Iran and basically accused Iran of being aggressive. Now we have a new president, a new tactic is being used by this president, a new approach has been developed by this president, and Americans can no longer easily demonize the president and use it as an excuse.
Well, Mr. Marandi, we did hear the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry saying that sanctions could be lifted, those sanctions that have been imposed by the United States unilaterally. And then President Barack Obama saying that I've tasked John Kerry and a special team to negotiate the nuclear issue and to resolve the nuclear issue. But you pointed there to that key factor of concessions. Do you think that the United States knows that Iran is not going to stop uranium enrichment, and with that fact in mind, it's saying that it's going to lift sanctions and it's going to get the nuclear issue resolved? Or do you think, as a lot of other people are saying, that this cannot happen without Iran giving those concessions, which could include stopping uranium enrichment?
Well, if you look at today's New York Times, you see that as reflective of the mood of policymakers, you still see that mentality where the United States simply is saying that, well, President Rouhani came to New York, said some nice things, but how much is he willing to concede? And I think the idea of Iran conceding is very different from the idea of Iran retaining its sovereignty but having flexibility at the negotiating table. They're two completely different things. But President Rouhani will not concede Iranian sovereignty or Iran's nuclear program, and the United States has to accept that. In addition, when Kerry said that the sanctions can be removed, he does fail to say or to explain how, because these sanctions have been passed into law by Congress by 500-0 in some cases. And yes, these laws basically have nothing, they're not just linked to the nuclear program. Iran has to cut off links with its allies like Hezbollah and other organizations. Iran has to do away with its laws and basically become a secular state for these sanctions to be lifted in accordance with American law. I've read these laws, so it's very clear. So Congress would have to remove these sanctions. And
yes.
Is this Congress willing to do so? You know, these are serious issues. But I think the important thing is, and that is that Iran is putting the United States to the test. And even if the United States fails in recognizing Iran and its rights, the international community will isolate the United States further, and it will be much more difficult for the United States to maintain
yes.
pressure on Iran.
Mr. Mohammad Marandi, professor with the University of Tehran, with us there on the line from the capital. Thank you very much, Professor Marandi.